Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The TalkSport Daily podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Friday, my friends. Welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, you could check me out on Drive Time, Tuesday, Friday from 4 p.m. Anyway, more on that later. We begin, of course, with the Europa League semi-finals, where David Moyes' West Ham agonisingly lost to Frankfurt. Here's the fallout on TalkSport.
West Ham United's journey in the Europa League comes to a shuddering halt in Frankfurt. Major progress has been achieved by David Moyes and his team. Big results in Zagreb, Seville and in Lyon. And getting to a first semi-final in Europe in 46 years. But it ends in Frankfurt.
As you said, difficult, disappointed, but extremely proud of how the players performed, especially with 10 men. I thought we'd done a brilliant job with 10 men. Many teams would have crumbled and lost 2 or 3-0 at that point, but we tried to keep having a go. We tried to keep making some opportunities. So great credit to the players for their effort.
For the second time in two ties, Aaron Cresswell has been sent off for the denial of a goal-scoring opportunity.
That tonight...
sending off.
You can't argue. You can't argue. And that's after 19 minutes. Oh, and once that happens away from home, it puts West Ham behind the black ball. And then it becomes, I wouldn't say impossible, but almost.
Yeah.
You never felt that West Ham were ever going to, over the two legs, the first leg that we saw, I felt that they probably deserved it, Frankfurt. Without being brilliant, I think they probably deserved it. But once you go down to 10 men, you're chasing the game away from home. That's a tough one.
Well, got David a red Moyes card. And Oliver Glasner have got in each other's faces. Something has happened down on the touchline and David Moyes has been sent off.
Has anyone seen David Moyes?
I have to apologise for kicking the ball. But the ball boy, it was nicely on the volley for me. I apologise for it. I didn't hit him. I think I just bent it past him. But... He just left through it very short when he could have thrown me the ball and chose to leave it short. As I said, I apologise for that, but it was a big game to be tried to win tonight and we were trying to win a game.
It's a real tough one to take. I think us not signing anyone on loan or permanently in January has been a massive, massive mistake for the squad depth and the talent we can bring on.
They could finish outside of the Europa Conference League. You look at it and go, this has ended up being a nothing season. They haven't been good enough. The players haven't been good enough. The performances haven't been good enough. They've got a thin squad because the owners didn't go into the transfer market and actually buy some players to help David Moyes get it over the line. And it's come back and it's bite them where... it's really bitter bad.
I'll tell you what went wrong. It was literally a bottle job, unfortunately. It's lack of experience. It's a little bit of bottle. And unfortunately, we might turn up being a bit Spursy if we're not careful.
On now to Giovanni van Bronckhorst's decisions with Rangers, who made the Europa League final after beating RB Leipzig.
And that is it! Rangers have done it! For the first time in 14 years, they reach a major European semi-final. The Rangers crowd, joy and disbelief. The Rangers fans have been magnificent all evening. And now, all roads lead to Seville. and the Europa League final.
Anything you do, and not only football, but you have to believe in something. You have to work towards a goal, whichever the goal is, and go all in and go everything and give everything you can to achieve it. So for me, the most important thing today was the performance we gave. You know, eventually it will come to you. And so it starts with belief. So do we believe we can win the final? Of course we can win the final. But we respect the team. We're going to prepare well and make sure we are well prepared for the game we play against Frankfurt.
But listen to this noise. This is where it's at. This is where the party is at. And these Rangers fans, I can't actually imagine them stopping. Here we are, 2 minutes to 10 on a Thursday night. Game finished, 5-6 minutes ago. And the nerves were on edge right at the very end when Leipzig were coming forward and Kunku was so deep. The man most likely to score was coming so deep to make things happen. And that's all right, but you got nobody up there to score the goal. Rangers were fine with that. And here's why they're celebrating, because they're in the Europa League final.
I honestly think they'll take 100,000 there. This is, it's a moment sometimes you might never get again. And listen, it's 14 years, but you know, we never expected Rangers to do that. They'll be close to 100,000 there without shadow of a doubt.
Remarkable stuff. Congratulations, Rangers. I mean, that is astonishing. If you think about where they were 4 or 5 years ago, astonishing. Do not underestimate how big this is. It really, truly is remarkable to get to the Europa League final. They can beat Frankfurt. They can beat Frankfurt. It's a brilliant result. Yeah, that's top brilliant. Draw.
The atmosphere tonight, if you're an English supporter of any club, take a look at the atmosphere and how a support gets behind their team. Unbelievable. I know in my heart, I've been a Rangers fan for 50 years in that stadium. I said, there's no way Rangers will lose this tonight. In my heart, for day one, I said, we're going to win it because this team don't know when they're beaten.
It'll be Rangers against Eintracht Frankfurt in Seville on the 18th of May. It'll be Rangers who are having fun in the sun. And West Ham United, whose only jaunt to the Mediterranean will be on their summer holidays, I'm afraid.
Has anyone seen David Moyes? West Ham United Football Club.
That it? Not the team? Can you get it up in time?
Do you want the team? Do you want the team?
Well, I mean, come on.
No, restart again. No, I'm happy.
We restart?
No.
You sure?
Has anyone seen Aaron Creswell?
Let's start again. Let's start this again, Jason Cummings. That was shocking. All right? Not good enough. All right? Prepared. Here we go. Sports Bar on Talk Sport.
Time now to catch up with the Europa League conference thingamajiggy, where Brendan Rodgers' Leicester lost their semi. Oh, dear. Oh, sorry, there's more on that page. Against Jose Mourinho's Roma.
Finish Roma 1, Leicester 0, 2-1 on aggregate. So the European journey is over for Leicester. A disappointing night in the Italian capital. Leicester's perennial Achilles heel was exposed again, conceding from a set piece.
You know, they get 5 sort of big threats, you know, if you think of the 3 centre-halves, Zanioli up front and along with Tammy. So, so that mismatch was going to be somewhere. And unfortunately, that's where it came to.
Roma are a big team and we're probably not the biggest of teams ourselves, so you're going to have a situation where you're, you know, there's going to be at some point a player that's probably smaller than another player.
Now, Man City suffered one of the most remarkable Champions League collapses. No, they bottled it. Some say that. As Real Madrid came back from the dead. Well, they weren't dead, they just were behind. To set up a final showdown with Liverpool. We'll hear from the former Villa striker Gabby Agbonlahor, but first here's Moni Moni Simon Jordan and his take on City's shock exit. No, bottled it.
Right footed, he addresses it and slots it into the bottom right hand corner, sending Edison the wrong way. What a cruel game this can be.
They lost it last year because of tactical errors and a misjudgment of how to play against Chelsea. They've lost previous games with a little bit of misfortune. This loss to Real Madrid is probably the worst of a lot because they've had it in their hands 4 times during a series of 180 or 190 minutes. And each time, seemingly, game management or ability to be able to overcome the obstacle has evaded them.
Kevin De Bruyne should have stayed on the pitch just in case it did go to extra time and you've got your talisman, your leader on the pitch. At extra time, they were left with like Fernandinho in midfield. You know, Rodri was taken off as well. So I think Pep got it wrong, but some of their Manchester City players have got to look themselves in the mirror and say, we did bottle it, especially the centre-halves.
On now to Man United. Are they in the European Championship? No, they're not. And here's legendary manager Neil Warnock, stating that the Red Devils need to start again, even if that includes selling Ronaldo.
Rip it up and start again. Rip it up and start again.
I think now the club itself has got to be gear up for five or six years, mate. And to start with, I think he's a great player and he'll score goals. But I think you've got to start from scratch, really. And the fans have got to support the manager. And Cristiano, while he'll score his 15, 20 goals, you know, I think he's got to start with a team now, starting building a team and get the right people in. If he can't get the right people in, yeah, I mean, you'll hear his contract. But I think the dressing room, he's got to get that right now. He's got to get his own players right down the spine of the team. And I just think you've got to bite the bullet at times.
Now, this weekend, the Premier League title race hots up. Who says hots up? No one. Unless, of course, you're working for Burger King. And someone would say, have you... No, you probably still wouldn't say hots up. Anyway, Liverpool, of course, take on Tottenham Hotspurs at Anfield on Saturday. Spurs manager Antonio Conte was asked if Jurgen Klopp's side has any weakness. Here's his response.
I can speak about the weaknesses of the team, not about the manager, because the manager, and it's very difficult not to speak about the person. For sure, Jurgen Klopp is doing a fantastic job for Liverpool, and he needed a bit of time to create this amazing team. But now it's very difficult to find a problem in this team, a weak point in this team is very difficult.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
On to the fallout now from Gareth Hayes Wickham. What, fine arts Gareth A. Davis is a football manager?
Don't get in the fights, just stay away from them.
Oh, I see, that should read Gareth Ainsworth's Wickham, who took on a massive semi League One playoff first leg, that is, against MK Dons. Good luck, by the way, to producer Tom, who puts the podcast links together with that one.
It's half time in this League One playoff semi final, and Wickham Wanderers take a 2-goal advantage to Stadium MK on Sunday night. Goals in either half and a dominant performance in the end from Gareth Ainsworth's men.
Delighted with the first half, you know, and I'm going to play it as that as well. You know, I've told the boys there, you're going to have the longest half-time break you've had for a while, and I'll be giving you some team talk just before the game on Sunday, but it's all about recovery now and getting them boys back in shape. Gareth McCleary was a doubt on Saturday. There was no way he was going to play after the Burton game, and then this morning he's come in and passed the fitness test, you know. There's some hairy moments with these boys. We lost Hanlon, we lost Mamete, we lost Young, we lost quite a few, you know. It was a bit scary at times, but the boys who have been fit have been absolutely fantastic tonight. They really, really have, and I think we deserve the result. But MK are going to come at us Sunday without a shadow of a doubt. They're nothing to lose, and we know what that's like. We're always in that position, so looking forward to that one.
But that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today with Darren Benn. Straight after us, of course, it's Sunderland v Sheffield Wednesday. League One playoff semi-final first leg. It's exclusive on TalkSport from 7 p.m. Presented by Adrian Darren. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Peace out.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.